Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gigi Stanley. I am your host with the most happy news from coast to coast every Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. The mission of Happy Talk Radio is to inspire you. It is to inspire the mind, body, and soul in the totality of happiness. Happy Talk Radio is a family-friendly engine of communication. If you would like to chat during the on-air episode, please dial me at 347-857-1142 and get connected. Are you a leader? I believe you are. Elevate your mind in the motto of Forbes magazine, the capitalist tool, because that's where we will focus our happiness today. On Forbes magazine, 50 best leadership quotes on Happy Talk Radio. Will I get through 50? I don't believe so, but I will do my best to cover as many as possible. Today, Happy Talk Radio will embark upon these 50 best leadership quotes to help put in perspective the caliber in being an effective and phenomenal leader. If you would like to, please give me a call. You will hear leadership quotes from people of influence like President Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela, Bill Gates, John C. Maxwell, Stephen Covey, Harriet Truman, General Colin Powell, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and more. So don't you go nowhere. Happy Talk Radio is bringing it home and changing the world with happy talk and happy thoughts. Lead with integrity. Never give up. Now tune in. Before we get started, I would like to share with you a Happy Talk quote. And it says here, the happiest people don't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. Are you one of those people just keeping everything happy regardless of your situation? It's okay, because every day is different, and it's the way that we wake up and set our minds for that entire day, because no man knows what's going to happen throughout that day, but we do have control in terms of how we think about how to handle those situations. And that's what this program is about today, because anything that we have to deal with in our lives is still a structure of the leadership qualities that we have within us, or that we can learn. So today, let's embark upon Forbes magazine's 50 best leadership quotes. And the first one I would like to share with you is President Barack Obama. He says, I will never forget that the only reason I'm standing here today is because somebody somewhere stood up for me when it was risky. Stood up when it was hard, stood up when it wasn't popular. And because that somebody stood up, a few more stood up. And then a few thousand stood up. And then a few million stood up. And standing up with courage and clear purpose, they somehow managed to change the world. Do you realize that it takes a village? It takes other people to help us to be mobile in our quest, even as leaders. And as you can see in President Barack Obama's quote, is that he needed help along the way, and that he got a lot of support, and that he expanded his territory, and he became president of the United States of America. Here's another quote by Warren Bennis. He says, leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality. So isn't it wonderful when you can have a vision and you can gravitate that vision to other people and they get on your team, and then you can show them, describe to them your vision so that they can help you build an empire that can benefit so many other people. So many other people. Here's one from Proverbs 29:18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So you see, it's important to dream, and to be a visionary can move forward so that you can thrive, so that you can be busy and have something to move toward in terms of progress. Otherwise, as it says here, the people perish. Jack Welch, he says, before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others. That's what I just said. You see, first, you have to focus on yourself, getting yourself in a position where you can be a strong leader for others. And once you can develop yourself and put yourself in a position of prosperity, and that can mean in many capacities, then you can help grow the next person so that each generation continue to grow and to thrive. Here's one from Dwight Eisenhower. The supreme quality of leadership is integrity. Integrity is so significant. It has so much to do with your character, who you are. Are you an honest person? Can you be trusted? Are you one who can lead? Well, your integrity says so much about your character and if anyone wants to follow you. Bill Owens, true leadership lies in guiding others to success, in ensuring that everyone is performing at their best, doing the work they are pledged to do, and doing it well. Once again, it still lies in guiding others to success once you have positioned yourself to be a leader to help others along the way. John Maxwell, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. So if you want people to follow you, you got to know where you are going. So that means you have to be focused, and you must have the vision. Oh, but it's wonderful to know that we all have the potential to lead. We all have the potential to express our visions, our needs, our desire to move an individual forward, or your children, or the country, or any particular setting. It's just a matter of finding the courage, come forth and to stand and to be mobile and to lead. Leadership is unlocking people's potential to become better. And that's what I just said. It's a matter of discovering someone's potential, encouraging them so that they can be successful, and finding yourself even in the process in terms of growth, because regardless of your leadership qualities, we all still need the continuous education to develop and to learn the new techniques and the art that comes with leadership. General Montgomery's own definition of leadership is this:
He says the capacity, it is the capacity and the will to rally men and women to a common purpose and the character which inspires confidence. Andre Malraux, he says it means to command is to serve, nothing more and nothing less. So he envisions leadership as a role also in terms of giving commands. That's very interesting, because even in terms of giving commands, you're still an art in delivery in order to have people to follow. Aristotle, he says, he who has never learned to obey cannot be a good commander. So this piggybacks off of Andre's quote, because Aristotle sees right here that we have to learn obedience too. So in order to be a good commander, so we have to look at ourselves and make certain that our character falls in formation, that we can be effective leaders. Here's a quote from Brian Tracy. Become the kind of leader that people would follow voluntarily, even if you had no title or position. That's what I'm talking about. People will follow you voluntarily because of your character, because of your integrity to lead, a person that they feel that they can trust, one that they know really try to stay within the boundaries of obedience in the things that they have to channelize and pursue. All of that is being demonstrated, and people are always watching. So what type of leadership do you want? Humility is very powerful when you look at leadership, because when we become so consumed with our own ego in terms of the way things should be done, then we can lose the audience. We can lose our followers. So it's significant. Here's another one. This one is by Peter Drucker. He says effective leadership is not about making speeches or being liked. Leadership is defined by results, not attributes. Once again, you have to produce. And the end results must look good. Not necessarily on paper, but in the eyes of the people who see you and hear you. It's significant. And education plays a major role in that. I can tell you, even in retrospect to some of my leadership training, it started several years back. And I had a course program, and it was very effective. And I discovered that they have a really good program in terms of outlining the skills of an effective leader. But even after I got my certificate through that program, I still wanted to continue to learn more about leadership, and I eventually joined Toastmasters International and became connected with District 44, which is out of Atlanta, Georgia, and eventually became the president of our club, which we also referred to it as a ministry, and I also was chosen to participate on various committees on the district level in selecting new officers in 2014. It was a wonderful experience, and I really do believe that if I never ventured into learning more, taking an educational approach in developing my leadership skills, that those opportunities would never have existed. So it's significant. Here's another quote. This one says that a great person attracts great people and knows how to hold them together. This is by Joe Hahn, Wolfgang von Goethe. So there are just really strong elements in terms of being leader of phenomenal impact. And it's not something that you develop overnight, but it does, many times it's determined even in terms of the way that you raise those qualities, those attributes, those values that are instilled in you growing up in a family structure or in your community. It's just very, very significant. Theodore Roosevelt, he says the best executive is the one who has sense enough to pick good men to do what he wants done and self-restraint enough to keep from meddling with them while they do it. I agree, because, you know, we can be effective leaders, but at the same time, we want to also empower the other person. And in order to do that, we got to also allow them that leverage to show us what they can do. And through our observation, then we can make some decisions whether or not we want to promote that person, to develop that person for other prospects that we may have or projects, upcoming projects that that person can handle in our absence. And then in terms of building relationships, even leaders need to build relationships with their followers. You don't necessarily have to always be face-to-face with that person, but relationship is so significant because that's where you build that trust and that likability and influence. I guess that's a better word. So keep that in mind as you develop your skills and listen to these leadership quotes. According to Forbes magazine, John C. Maxwell says leadership is an influence, and I just said that. It's amazing when you really look at the people that you follow. Who are they? What do you know about them? Fit in your I guess your categories in terms of people you would like to model? Because we all, in some way, see greatness in people, in some people that we want to model. Here's a quote from Ken Kesey. He says, "You don't lead by pointing and telling people some place to go. You lead by going to that place and making a case." It's like stand up for something. Stand up for something. Let your voice be heard. People see that you have a voice and that it's purpose. Its purpose is so driven to the quality of life, to the things that are in our cycle of life, in the world, that people will take notice. And if it's good, and especially if it makes you feel happy inside, you want to stay focused on that. It's a quality you don't want to lose. Well, this is a time in the program I want to say that we are discussing ways of tightening up our leadership skills. And I have the perfect song for you to listen to. This is Gigi Stanley on Happy Talk Radio, and I will be right back with you in 2 and 2.
I want
Radio. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy news from coast to coast. Today we are focusing on Forbes magazine 50 best leadership quotes, and we're looking at the motto of Forbes magazine, the capitalist tool, and that tool today is leadership. Bill Gates, he says, as we look ahead into the next century, leaders will be those who empower others. Are you a leader empowering others? This may be also a wonderful opportunity of reflection. I may not be able to get through all 50, but right now I'm going to go through as many as possible so that you can reflect and think about your leadership skills and ways that maybe you can polish them up. General Dwight Eisenhower, he says, leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because he wants to do it. Stephen Covey, effective leadership is putting first things first. Effective management is discipline, carrying it out. Isn't that amazing? Stephen Covey said you have to be an effective manager, you have to be disciplined, and then you have to execute that plan. All of this is within the compass of a vision. General Colin Powell says great leaders are almost always great simplifiers who can cut through argument, debate, and doubt to offer a solution everybody can understand. B, when you get everybody on the same team, everybody supporting the same vision, everybody in agreement, isn't that wonderful? John Zinger, great leaders are not defined by the absence of weakness, but rather by the presence of clear strength. John Quincy Adams, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, a leader. You are a leader. Can you do those, make that impact in other people's lives to inspire them to dream, to learn, to become? to do. Here's a Thomas Jefferson quote. In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock. Which means when the going gets tough and the tough gets going, it's okay. But don't move. Stand. Stand. Here's one from Nelson Mandela. The front line when there is danger, then people will appreciate your leadership. So Mr. Mandela is telling us that as a leader, there's also risk involved. So know that. Be courageous and stand. Because if you ever expect to see or have the fruition of your hard work, you have to stand, and you have to be a strong leader. You know, there are so many companies who will ask familiar questions about the type of employees they want to hire. Well, I love one of the statements about the employee having that sense of pride, that pride which entails respect, that pride that entails integrity, that pride that entails discipline, that pride that entails execution, that pride that entails building positive relationships. It is so significant in terms of how we develop our leadership qualities and what we do with them and the impact that we can have on so many people just by helping them along the way and making the right decisions. And even knowing that no decision is a bad decision, but it's one that we have to live with. Management is about arranging and telling. Leadership is about nurturing and enhancing. This is by Tom Peters, which pretty much tells you that you need to nurture those people who you see potential, and even those you may not see the potential but can easily be developed, can be groomed, and that we have to make certain that we are aware of the differences in people. Harvey Firestone says, the growth and development of people is the highest calling of leadership, which means you have to always keep them motivated. And I love this last one here. It says there are three essentials to leadership: humility, clarity, and courage. It has been so wonderful talking about the 50 leadership calibers or characteristics of Forbes magazine today. And I would like to leave you with a sound vision of leadership, and that is surround yourself with people who make you happy, people who make you laugh, who help you when you're in need, people who would never take advantage of you, people who genuinely care. They are the ones worth keeping in your life. Everyone else is just passing through. This is Gigi Stanley on Happy Talk Radio. We are bringing it home to you from coast to coast. Tune in next week. Until then, peace.